On January 24th, 2011, this is Pulling You, number 31. Welcome, Bridge friends. Michael here from Bridge Hands. And this week, we're going to be talking about the negative double. This will be part one. The basics will expand on it as the week goes on. And this is a continuation. You'll recall last week we talked about takeout doubles. But as it turns out, takeout doubles and negative doubles are quite different creatures. So let's begin. Let's take a look at some of these differences. Well, first off, a takeout double is when the opponent opened the bidding. A negative double, on the other hand, is when your partner opened the bidding. That is, your right-hand opponent intervened in the auction. So, on a takeout, we double the opponent's opening bid. Whereas a negative double, we double the right-hand opponent's overcall bid. And how about the takeout requirements? Well, when we make a takeout double, we're promising pretty much an opening hand, some for shortness, so normally we have 12, 11, or with a void, maybe 10 points. Whereas on a negative double, well, since our partner has an opening hand, we have about half the requirement. So if we have 6 points, we can make a negative double at the one level and add maybe about a queen or a king as we go up each level. Next, a takeout double. When we make that, we're promising 3-card support and the unbid suits. All three of them, unless it's that type 2 double we spoke about. The negative double, on the other hand, tends to focus on the unbid 4-card major or majors. We'll talk about that more on our next session. On a takeout double, we're short in the right-hand opponent's suit, whereas in the negative double, we may not be short in the RHO's suit. So, on a takeout, when we double and then bid a new suit, say, sorry, partner, we're not going with the suit you specified, we're shocking the partner. We're showing 17 points, 18 points or more, that type 2 double. Whereas on a negative double, it's just the opposite, believe it or not. When we make a double and then bid a new suit, it's meant to be a sign-off bid just to play. Interesting, yes? Okay, a non-takeout. Okay, a situation where we're not actually doing a takeout double. Let's talk about those. In a situation like this, in lieu of a takeout double, we could bid a 5-card suit at the 2 level. But when we're in the negative situation, the responder seat, we cannot bid a 5-card suit unless we have 10 points or more. This is that 5 or dime rule. You hear some people talk about 5-card suit, 10 points or more. In a non-takeout situation, our cue bid shows special shapes. So if there was 1 spade by our right-hand opponent and we go 2 spades, something special is going on. But when we're in a negative seat position, that is when our partner bids 1 heart and the right-hand opponent bids 2 clubs, if we bid 3 clubs, the right-hand opponent's suit, this shows support for our partner. In another situation, when the right-hand opponent, the initial bidder, must bid a suit, that's different than a negative double, because in the negative double, the right-hand opponent, the intervening bid, could have made a double. So it could have been 1 heart by partner, double by right-hand opponent. Now our agreements change. The negative doubles are, well, they're different. So we have a lot of differences, don't we? Let's take a look at some examples and just kind of have these hit home. Negative double here. Our partner opens 1 club, righty opens 1 heart. What next? Well, if partner open and you have 6 to 9 points and you want to make a call with 4 spades, what do you do? We'll talk about that. How about when we have 6 or 9 points and we want to make a call with 5 spades? Then what do? We'll talk about that. How about where the auction goes 1 club, 1 spade by righty? We have 6 to 9 points and we have 5 hearts. Well, we can't make that 2-level bid. We don't have 10 points or more. What do? Negative doubles will come in handy there. And how about when it starts 1 diamond by our partner, 2 clubs by right-hand opponent, and we have good support in one or both of the majors? Could be another chance for negative doubles. We'll explore that. How about 1 diamond by our partner and a jump by righty, making a preempt bid, and we have 4 spades? What then? Maybe a negative double. Let's look at some examples and dig right in. First, 1 club or 1 diamond by partner, 1 heart by right-hand opponent. We double. We promise exactly 4 spades, not 5. If we have 5 spades, we bid spades. This is by partnership agreement. Most all bridge players in the world, this is the way they play negative doubles. You'll find maybe about a third to 20% have other agreements. This is the run of the road, what most people like to play. Next, partner opens with one of a minor. Then it goes one spade. We do a negative double. We promise four or more hearts, 6 to 9 points. If we did happen to have 10 points or more in a five-card suit, we could go ahead and bid it, right? That next example down. But when we have less than 10 points and only four hearts, then we are relegated to use our friend, the negative double. Okay, how about a situation where it goes one diamond, righty goes two clubs, and we double? Well, we would like to have both majors. Some people feel that's a firm rule. If you do, you won't be able to use it very much in that auction. Well, if it's got one four-card major and the other's a pretty good suit with some chunky honors, fine. One club, two hearts, the preempt by righty, and we double. Well, we're expected to have four spades and 9+ points. We could have opening hand or more and have some special ideas in mind later on where we don't have a five-card suit. But initially, this is what we're promising. Okay, negative doubles the point range. If it's at the one level, one diamond, one heart by righty, we double. We're promising 6 points or more. How about at the two level? One spade, two diamonds by righty, we double. Now we're promising about 8 or 9 more as we get up to the two heart, two spades. And one spade, two hearts. Now we're looking at the three level, aren't we? So if we double, we want to have 10 points or more. Some doubles are not negative. Let's look at those now. Penalty-oriented doubles. One heart by us, two hearts, some kind of conventional there, bidding our suit. We double, that's penalty-oriented. One spade, one no-trump, double. Penalty-oriented. When they bid no-trump, they're saying, no fit, can't find a fit. And if we've got normally a balance of power hand, 9 points or more, we say, well, our partner's got an opening hand, we've got 9 points or more. We use this balance of power double. If they can't find a fit, we won't either. All right? Next, one spade, two no trump. Might be an unusual two no trump call there. Some kind of conventional bid or not. We do a double. It's penalty oriented. One spade by partner, three no trump. They're going to game probably with a very long minor suit. I can just see that. Then they've got ace, king, queen, 7 times in clubs. Well, if you've got Jack 4th, you might have a surprise for him, don't you? So you might use it in that situation. Still penalty-oriented. Okay? And these four hands will each take about 4 minutes. We'll go ahead and make part 2 of the video. For our general members and for our premium, ultra, and teacher members, there will be a part 3. Okay, we'll see you on the flip side.